Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russia militias observe the first day of truce that could end nearly 5 months of fighting in the east. The truce came into effect at 1500 GMT on Friday following a protocol signed by the warring sides. The agreement was reached in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, and was backed by both the Kremlin and Kiev. The deal still fails to prevent new Western sanctions against Russia. The European Union says it has agreed on a new package of economic sanctions against Moscow over the crisis in Ukraine. The sanctions tighten the existing measures imposed in July. They target more individuals with travel bans and asset freezes, and also restrict access to capital markets for Russian oil and defense companies. The new sanctions will be formally implemented on Monday.
Ceasefire talks in Belarus between Ukraine and pro-Russian militias have paid off. The two sides have agreed to hold their fire from Friday afternoon, though the pro-Russians say they will ultimately seek to split from Kiev.
And based on this agreement, on this protocol, I give an order to chief of my military to declare a ceasefire in a half an hour time. At 6 o'clock Ukrainian time.
The Kremlin, which sent envoys to the truce talks in Minsk, has welcomed the ceasefire, saying it hopes it will be thoroughly observed. The fighting between the Ukrainian forces and pro-Russians has been going on for the past few months in eastern Ukraine. The fighting has killed many people on both sides and displaced a large number of residents in the area. Ukraine and NATO claim Russian forces are fighting on the side of the pro-Moscow gunmen, but Moscow has repeatedly denied this. The West has recently imposed fresh sanctions against Russia over Ukraine. Russian officials have responded in kind by boycotting some Western products. Moscow has also blamed the West and its military apparatus for the worsening situation in Ukraine. NATO has done little to allay Moscow's suspicions. NATO leaders have just agreed to set up a rapid reaction force in Eastern Europe that could quickly immobilize if an allied country comes under attack.
We agreed to create what I would call a spearhead within our response force, a very high readiness force able to deploy at very short notice. This spearhead will include several thousand land troops ready to deploy within a few days with air, sea and special forces support, so that we can deal swiftly and firmly with any threat.
The decision was made on the second day of NATO's summit in the Welsh city of Newport. The NATO Secretary General said the new unit would send a clear message to potential aggressors. Rasmussen said the high readiness force would give NATO a continuous presence in Eastern Europe with allied countries contributing forces on a rotational basis. The force will include land, air and sea assets with its headquarters in Poland. The move can further damage ties between Moscow and the US and its Western allies. Relations between Russia and the West have in recent years plummeted to a record low. During the period, Moscow has boosted its deterrence by testing a number of intercontinental ballistic missiles and also by upgrading its nuclear arsenal while warily keeping an eye on what it calls NATO's eastward expansion.